bringing you an in-depth look at Penn State sports and more. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. The Steve Jones Show is presented by Brewers Outlet, Sunbury Motor Company, and Purdy Insurance. Now from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Staff Hour brought to you by Purdy Insurance, Market Street in Sunbury. Go to purdyinsurance.com. Auto, home, life, business, boat, motorcycle, RV. They do every kind of insurance. I don't think they have suit insurance, but he's actually insurable. What? Remember that advice I gave you about turning the mic on?
That's why I'm keeping it off. That's why you don't know I laugh at your jokes.
Right. Well, no, I never gave the suit that advice. All right, so, what? I thought it was best for the show. Purdy Insurance, they'll save you money, and they'll make sure you're fully insured. Customer service means everything to them. Just great people. Purdy Insurance, Market Street in Sunbury. Go to purdyinsurance.com. And was it T. Frank here? I believe. Yay, nay. Yes,
no,
it
it's high school football roundtable.
Oh, we're going to do the roundtable.
It's Greg.
When's T. Frank on?
Tomorrow,
okay. Well, we start with Greg. Lewisburg is rolling.
They are.
Give me the, let's use the great political term, great vibes. Okay. What are the great vibes around this program right now? Great vibes. You'd be amazed what execution means, but we'll go with vibes.
That's right. No, it's amazing what three wins does to you at the start of the season, Steve. Kids are excited about practice. Game week, game night, they just are excited about who their next opponent is. They've turned it around since last week's practice. They seem to be more focused at practice right now, too, and stuff like that. As our practice Tuesday, Wednesday, more focused at practice. Coaches are excited about the way they're paying attention to practice. They're going full out of practice. So everything looks good right now, Steve. We'll see what happens with Hughesville on Friday night, but they have a great attitude right now, and people are even talking about them in the community a little.
Yeah, which is great. So we could talk great vibes all you want. You'd be shocked that execution actually means everything. So we'll get to the execution part of it. Where are they executing well that then allows them to even cover up for maybe a deficiency here or there?
Defensively, the front seven are putting a lot of pressure on quarterback. They're doing a really good job. I would say maybe the weakest part of Lewisburg's defense is their secondary.
Yeah.
But they've been ahead so much in these games, Steve, that they're playing like a bend but don't break defense. And they haven't given up a big play. They are just playing good team defense right now. Everybody seems to understand their role. They're doing what they need to do, what they're supposed to do. And the other thing is they found some depth. They have some offensive linemen hurt, but they put new kids in, kids that haven't played a lot of varsity ball, and they're really coming through and doing a real nice job for them. So they've had some surprises along the way in this 3-0 start, but everybody that's playing is contributing.
Which then brings it to attitude. Now, look, you have to be able to keep yourself on an even keel when things aren't going well. But I don't think people realize that the other test of character is that you need to keep yourself on an even keel when things are going well. So you've been around the coaching staff. What's that been like to make sure that everybody is staying on an even keel while building upon success?
Well, what they're really focusing on is also letting you know, hey, this, for instance, Hughesville this week, this kid is really good. Best player we've seen this year. This quarterback really throws a great ball. Might be the best quarterback we've seen this year, you know. So they're trying to keep them steady, that knowing that this is going to be maybe their toughest test of the year. That type of thing, that again, it keeps them focused. It keeps them looking at this week's game instead of looking ahead to next week's game, which is against Warrior Run, which might or probably should be coming into the game undefeated. So that's what their primary goal is right now, keeping them focused on Hughesville, which they've done a good job with at the practices I've been to. And, again, that's what they talk about constantly. You don't hear mention of anything else. That's what their focus is, offensively and defensively. So I think they're doing a real good job, keep them an even keel, knowing, hey, one game at a time, and go from there.
I think I heard this in an earlier answer, but I'll at least to like slip this back in. Sometimes there's a variety of ways to win. Have they found the variety of ways to win, or has it been the same formula every week, at least the basics of it?
Well, the basics is their running game, Steve. But last week they had threw three touchdown passes, which is going to help, is going to help the running game in the future.
No doubt.
But defensively is where they're winning ball games. The kids are defensively. It was a shutout against Shikellamy. They gave 10 points to Bloomsburg, and the touchdown was essentially a mop up time. They're playing really well defensively. That's been the key to the start of their season. And having strong second halves, they've been getting stronger as the game goes on.
I'm happy for you because this is more fun.
It is a little more fun. But like I said, you know, before our schedule was front-end loaded.
Yeah.
This year it's back-end loaded. So we'll see how they... You know, adversity is going to hit with them sometime. See how they react to adversity.
Who needs adversity? All right, so, Greg, thanks so much. Appreciate it.
Okay, take care, Steve.
All right, Todd, who's next on the Cavalcade of Champions here?
Coach Briggs.
Coach Briggs, how are you today? Always a pleasure.
Hey, Steve. Thanks. Doing well, buddy.
All right, let's start with it. That's a tough place to play, and that's a good football team. What was your thought on what Selins Grove got out of that game and what they didn't get out of that game?
Well, first off, I think when you look at the schedule, certainly Twin Valley didn't know much about once you saw them. You know, it was that up-tempo, solid attack, and everybody knew in the back of their minds going to Jersey Shore, who I think Coach Gravis does the best job, bar none, with offensive attack. You know, you had to be ready for everything. Running the football, certainly the pass game, which was incredible, and most importantly, the tempo. They do such a great job with the tempo game, and Selins Grove played two teams that did that back-to-back, and I think going into it, Coach Wenrick and the staff were probably saying, all right, we got a little bit of experience, you know, live experience, because a lot of young kids were playing. Then they got banged up a bit down at Twin Valley, so new guys were going to play, and I think this year more so than probably the last four that I've been associated with Selins Grove football, real, real thin. So what that means is you play an up-tempo offense. You're playing a lot of guys, probably 60, 70, 80% of the defense is also playing offense because they're not, you know, they're going both ways and don't get a chance to rest too much. And I think that's what the big challenge was, right? Coming out of the game, Jersey Shore, you know, wore them down quickly, and then the passing attack was really incredibly impressive to me for Jersey Shore.
You're right. And plus, yeah, look, when you're playing with the lead, it's a different game. When you're trying to play from behind, it's such an uphill battle. In the end, some of these young guys getting experience now, can that benefit them a couple of weeks down the line because at least they'll understand the speed of the game?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And what it's doing is they're gaining depth, right? When the older guys that are banged up comes back, Bullington didn't play at all. A couple of the offensive linemen didn't play. Got a freshman in there, sophomore quarterback. I mean, all these guys are getting, I used to say, building the thickness of that leather, right? How thick are the skins that they're going up against? These guys really get thrown into the fire and have to perform, and to do it against quality opponents like they're playing, it's got to be a plus. And I think that's the big thing. You asked the question, what they got out of it. I think that's the big thing, and it's exactly what you just touched on. These younger guys all of a sudden aren't young anymore, and it builds depth.
Okay, so back home, they've got Central Mountain coming up on Friday night. Central Mountain lost, 36-17 to Williamsport, and Williamsport's off to a 3-0 start. Just from a confidence point of view, what can a game like this mean for Selinsgrove Grove?
It comes at the right time. Let's face it, it's a step down from the last two opponents, maybe the last three opponents. And I said to my broadcast partner, the guru, Pat O'Brien, the other day, I said, I hope, if anything, use the Notre Dame example, right? I mean, my goodness, it doesn't matter who, what, it's all execution and doing the right thing and winning one play at a time, no matter who you play. So I think the timing of this comes at a good time. I do think some of the guys are getting healthier. I don't know. I'll get the report maybe later this afternoon, but that's going to be key. And it's a home game. Okay, they don't have to jump on a bus at 1:30 in the afternoon to go to Reading or up to Jersey Shore, which is always a great challenge. Just saying it, right? And I think this Jersey Shore team is as good as maybe the team 3 years ago that played for a state title. So it'll be a step down in their competitiveness from what they've just played. But Selinsgrove's got to take care of business. They're 1-2, and it all comes down to the confidence of running what they can do on both sides of the ball in the kicking game.
Coach, it's always a pleasure. Thanks so much for your insight. Terrific as always.
Thank you, Steve. Appreciate it.
All right. So that means that we now have the chief.
We do not. We have not heard from the chief today.
Oh, he's in the witness protection program. Come on. You can't have that. The play-by-play guy doesn't want to talk, which is a rarity.
He's got to rest those golden voice cords.
No, he likes to talk about himself. What? What the heck? Yeah? Yeah, Shikellamy has Williamsport, which hasn't lost yet. Williamsport beat Central Mountain 36-17. And they're obviously off to a great start. I mean, they beat Hazleton 23-6. And they won the opener over Wyoming, and Valley West. I mean, they beat Valley West 33-0.
We hit on this a little bit when we started yesterday. Those three wins are with teams with a combined. The only team that has a win so far this season is Hazleton, I believe. So I think right now, for the Braves, it's kind of a confidence thing. I think they'd feel pretty confident if they were playing well right now that they had a shot in this one, and that's obviously not what's going on. They lost 49-0 last week to Shamokin and haven't scored since that opener. And again, the overtime loss to Milton, that seems to be, these tough losses early in the season the last 3 years have kind of just seemed to knock the Braves off track this first month of the season. And the issue for them right now, obviously, is, they don't get, even if they don't win, they haven't been playing well. If they play well this week, now they have to figure things out against Jersey Shore next week at home. So this is probably their best chance right now over these next 2 weeks to kind of figure out some things that they do well and prepare themselves for the end of the season. Because, I think right now most people, I think, are looking at Jersey Shore and Shamokin as the top two seeds in the playoffs. But you know, Seals Grove is probably going to take that third one at 1-2, yeah, 1-2 right now. But the Braves are battling two teams that play a lot smaller schools. So if the Braves can get a win or two, they can get themselves a playoff, you know, playoff berth, and get that young team maybe an extra week of practice.
Well, they've been outscored 79-0 in the last two games. I'm not being negative here; it's just a fact. I mean, that's a fact. And they desperately need to be the team that scores first in the game. They need to get some semblance of confidence. They need to play with the lead. I mean, that's what they need to do, in my opinion. I don't think they have any choice except to play that way.
Well, and that goes back to, you know, the whole confidence thing, because you know as well as I do, if you're playing that poorly and all of a sudden the other team gets the lead, you're back into the, oh, here we go again, and, you know, we're
right.
Not, what's going on, and why can't we do this right, and you're perfectly, you know, and I think it's even, you know, we talk about it in all levels of football, but I think the younger you get, the more important it is, just because the younger you get, the less confidence you have in yourself usually.
There's no question about that, and that when you have been essentially out of games 2 weeks in a row after one that went to overtime, it was dramatic, exciting, the whole thing, but they haven't been in the last two games, right? You got to take the lead at some point, because you got to like go back to your sideline and go, okay, now here we go, we're gonna make them play from behind. That they need that desperately,
and they haven't found an easy way to score yet. You know, well, obviously they haven't scored in 2 weeks, but you know, they had the big play capabilities last year with the freshman Thomas Pollock, and they've kind of gone back to more of a wing T base than they were last year, and they haven't really found a way to get him the ball in space like he needs. And I think that's been one of their big issues too. They haven't had the ability to come up with a big play or an easy score. The two times they did score at the beginning of the season, that they had to drive the ball down the field.
And the other part, maybe it wouldn't hurt if they got a defensive score.
Okay. That's true too, and that's probably the best side of the ball right now.
Right. So yeah. So that's what we have on our high school roundtable. We will come back with more in a moment here on News Radio 1070 WK. Okay.
Sunbury Motors Ford in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza is having their fall kickoff blitz. Savings of up to $12,416 and financing as low as 0%. Score a great deal on the award-winning 2024 Ford Bronco Sport, and SMC has 18 in stock, priced from as low as $29,965. Sunbury Motors is going to give you a Hail Mary of a deal on over 50 2024 Ford Escapes, priced as low as $27,915. Plus, get 1.9% financing for 60 months. SMC is the Hall of Fame of Ford F-150s, with 35 available, with discounts of over 12 grand, and they are slashed to the lowest price of the season, starting at only $48,859. Don't let the play clock run out on these awesome deals, as the final drive of savings ends Monday, September 30th. Sunbury Motors is a fifth-generation Ford dealer, proudly owned by the Mertz family for over a century.
For more than 50 years, MechTech Incorporated has helped the Susquehanna Valley grow into the place we all love to live, work, and play in. Our body of engineering work includes design of the new comfort station at Everyone's Playground in Sealands Grove, site design and permitting approvals for Haven Ministries' expansion project in Sunbury, and design of the gate-controlled entry to the Monroe Township Recycling and Compost Center in Hummel's Wharf. Additionally, we recently obtained zoning permits for Take 5 Oil Change in McAllister Restaurant in Sealands Grove. As municipal engineers, MechTech reviews all land development plans for the Northumberland and Snyder County Planning Commissions and for multiple municipalities throughout the valley. Mike Thomas, professional engineer, manages all engineering work at MechTech. Need a solution for your backyard drainage problem or a site design for your new business? Give Mike a call today. He'll be glad to help you with your engineering project. MechTech Incorporated, building on a solid foundation.